The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Let's move on to another big revelation in the news today, which you've been at ground zero for. So this Victorian Royal Commission into Crown has found the company unfit to run a casino in Melbourne. Yeah. What does that mean?
Yeah, that's right. So I've been covering the Crown Royal Commission in Perth, obviously, for the last few months. The Crown Royal Commission in Melbourne has been going on parallel. And today, Commissioner Ray Finkelstein handed his report, or the report was actually released. He handed it over last week. And it could not have been more scathing, more damning, and more critical of Crown's operations in Melbourne. And I'm sure there are thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people in Perth that have visited South Bank, been into that casino for, you know, whatever reason, to gamble or to party or to do both. But what Ray Finkelstein said there is that company was basically just a cowboy operation, a law unto itself. And he's gone whack and said, you don't deserve your license. But on balancing everything that he's heard, he's decided that he shouldn't take that license away from Crown because it would have a massive impact on Victoria, its society, and presumably its budget. And so he said that they're going to employ a special manager for the next 2 years to basically be the sheriff to try and rein in those outlaws. And if the sheriff comes back in 2 years and said, nah, you still haven't tidied up your house, then the license will go. So he could have gone harder, obviously, but he's gone pretty hard. And this will have a knock-on impact here, because the Royal Commission is still going here. It's actually going today. James Packer, the current biggest shareholder still in Crown, is due to give evidence to our Royal Commission on Friday. They will be listening and reading and digesting all of this, the commissioners here, and I'm sure they will take some of it on board, some of the findings, and possibly some of the recommendations and the ideas that Commissioner Finkelstein's come up with.
Yeah, because it's interesting to think about like how much something that happens at a Royal Commission over East influences what we do here, because there was always already one in New South Wales, now this Victorian one, both found very similar things. Do you think that, if not necessarily prejudices what happens here in WA, puts a little bit more of extra pressure to, you know, not pull any punches?
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that's definitely true. But this has been completely unique. The sort of the Bergen inquiry, as you mentioned, was the original inquiry that found that Crown weren't fit to run the Sydney casino. And then on the back of that, the Royal Commissions here and in Melbourne were announced. And they've run side by side, and they've actually helped each other. In both of the rules around the commissions, they were allowed to swap notes and swap findings and swap material, because Crown was just giving them, you know, thousands and hundreds of thousands of documents. And so they've been helping each other along the way, which is quite unique, I think, in Royal Commission history anyway. But as you say, Perth will be last. WA wait a while, all that. So March will be the findings now. It was due to be next month, but the government has given them more time. And I think it will then shine the spotlight onto Neville Owen and his two fellow commissioners to say and see, well, you know, what's gone on in Sydney, what's gone on in Melbourne. We know bad things have gone on in Perth, certainly money laundering, certainly problem gambling has not been a priority at all here. And the main focus, or one of the main focuses, has been the electronic gaming machines, which are, it appears now, are just pokies by stealth. They're the only place in the state that are allowed to have them. They generated $300 million in cash last year.
Wow.
$300 million. I could not believe that when I read that in the annual report. In 1 year, through those pokies.
Pokies, electronic gaming machines.
Sorry, I was doing the inverted commas in the air there. That's not a good word for radio.
Well,
yeah,
radio.
Yeah. And there's 2,500 of those machines. So you can do the math yourself and work out how much money each machine generates. And through the questioning, Crown have been critiqued quite strongly on those and the impact they have on WA society. So, yeah, come March, it will be very interesting to see what our commissioners say. And in the next few days, it'll be very interesting to see what some of the Crown heavy hitters have to say after what Commissioner Finkelstein had to say today.
Yeah, definitely. Well, the West Australian's legal affairs editor, Tim Clark, it's always insightful having you into the studio. It's nice actually having you here in person, I have to say. And you're not, because you're not out at a royal commission or in a courtroom or chasing some crook somewhere. Clarky, thanks for joining us on the West Live. We'll talk to you again soon.
Always a pleasure, mate. Cheers.